Okay, so welcome everybody. My name is Daniel Baumann. I'd like to welcome you on the behalf of the organizing committee. I'm one of them. The other people here, like Paul Scheller, John Barrow, Ann Davis, Xingang Chen, Anthony Challander, and yeah, people you know, and so if you recognize them, they can help you with any problems you face this week. I'll have a couple of announcements later, but I don't want to actually delay our proceedings too much right now. Right now, I just would like to introduce Robert Kennicott, who is the head of the School of Physical Sciences at Cambridge. For the Americans, this is like the dean of the School of Physical Sciences. He also used to be the head of the IOA, the Institute for Astronomy in Cambridge. He's a former Gruber Prize winner, and I'm sure many of you know him. He kindly agreed to open this conference for us. So.
Thank you very much, Daniel. Well, it does seem strange to address you as a bureaucrat, and I should be here as an astrophysicist, so I'll try to wear both hats this morning. But on behalf of the university, welcome to the conference. Cambridge is very proud of its astronomy, and in particular, this event, of course, very closely connected with the cosmology group and the Department of Applied Mathematics and Theoretical Physics and Stephen Hawking's Center for Theoretical Cosmology. We want to acknowledge in particular one of our sponsors, Intel, which has actually been very generous in supporting first Stephen's 70th birthday conference back January a year ago, and continues to support events of this sort, and also is one of many sponsors of the Cosmos supercomputer project, which some of you may see later on in the meeting. I would be remiss too, and you mentioned the Institute of Astronomy, just remind you there are actually two other astronomy centers in Cambridge, now both co-located on the same site, at the IOA site, north side of Mattingly Road, about 1 kilometer west of here. And in fact, it houses not only Fred Hoyle's original Institute of Astronomy, Martin Rees and co, but also now the Cavendish Astrophysics Group, which is a brand new Batcock Center for Experimental Astrophysics building, just moved into, I think, in the last week or two. So if you have some free time, free afternoon or whatever, feel free and come over and drop by and have some coffee there and mingle with some of the other folks. It's a measure of the activity in astronomy here that you will not see many people from the Cavendish this week because there's a second conference, actually a Festschrift, for Malcolm Longair starting tomorrow. And a few people like Anthony Lazenby and myself will be migrating back and forth between the two. But it just illustrates the continuing vibrancy of astronomy here. And anyway, university is very proud to have you here and proud to host what ought to be a most productive, I think, and illuminating conference. Thank you.